Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 836, and I am with my beautiful bride. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. And we're going to talk about our kind of wedding prep story, like what we went through to get you ready for the wedding. And kind of like in regards to like training, nutrition, also just kind of what happened over the year that was 2020. Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for marrying me.
You're welcome.
Yes, that was a big big commitment. I'm proud of that. It's awesome. Thank you. Okay, now we can move on.
Okay. Yeah, so what do? We just talk about it?
Let's talk about what we went through. Yeah, so part of our thought of doing this, sorry, I'm like getting into it here, I just made a podcast number 831. Yeah. And it was about the wedding prep, and it was kind of like the story you went through and like the extension of offering of a service, but it was from my perspective. So I wanted to follow it up with your perspective so people could learn a little bit more about what you went through and how they can then do that.
Yeah. I think it's like that's probably one of the most, not most stressful, but I think every bride is always so concerned about like that's the day, those are the pictures, that's like... You need to look good. A bunch of people are going to be watching. We just didn't know it was going to be on Zoom. So there's a lot of emotion behind it, and there's a lot of stress and anxiety about it. And so I chose the dresser, and when I saw it on Instagram, and if I want something, I know that's what I want. I got to go try and find it. I saw it January, December, found a place that had it in February.
Yes.
And I said... Rob, would you want to go with me?
Hell yeah.
Which is like, who brings their fiance, but that's okay. Because I knew I had come off of going into 2020. It was the most stressful year. Like 2019 was not easy. It was awful. My dad passed. I moved a bunch. I had a 15-hour-a-week commute to work. It was like, it's insane. So I thought 2020 was going to be nice and relaxing, going to plan the wedding. And
yes.
That's funny. So I knew that I wanted to change the way I looked in like January, and we started in December.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we went to the dress shop. It was February, and I tried on the like sample because it was just like this traveling, you know, dress. I guess they bring it to a bunch of boutiques, but there was only one store in North Carolina one weekend that had it. Yeah. Went and tried it on. I did everything in my power not to cry with what I looked like having it on.
Oh, and she
like,
looked so beautiful, by the way. Whatever. I know you didn't look the way you wanted to look, but oh my God, you look like beautiful. Oh my God.
Yeah, so he took pictures, and I tried to like not dislike him for it because I really didn't want to see.
Look so beautiful.
Yeah, I couldn't take whatever. Okay. I'm sure you'll post the before after. But like, I really didn't like the way I look. I felt puffy. I felt bloated. I like had gotten so far away from what I enjoyed looking like, what I wanted to look like. But that's maybe a mindset of someone, you know, I was a CrossFitter and a coach for a long time and competed there and then did bodybuilding and competed there. And
won, by the way. So she's very,
so like
very good.
You're very, and then, oh, by the way, danced for 22 years. Mm-hmm. So you're very, going into the process, you're very aware of your body, a lot of kinesthetic awareness. And you know you just don't feel right. So I asked Rob to go with me because I said, you're going to know what to do. I trust you'll know what to do because this is the dress I want. So let's go try it on and then we can see exactly what we need to do so I can fit the dress.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And I actually do like kind of fashion stuff. I mentioned that in the recent podcast I made, but it's actually kind of fun seeing how things pair together. And
it's cute. Fun. My dad was the same way. So when you get into that, it reminds me of that a little bit. It's kind of fun. So it was neat. And so nothing makes you feel better than trying on a dress and someone suggests you go up like two sizes.
And they're completely insane because we're both like, this is not like,
and I was like, what? This is so, I was so sad to hear that. And I just like, don't cry in public. Like, don't cry in public. And then, So I think it was like, I think it was a 6 and they suggested a 10 if it wasn't an 8. But
yeah,
I think like sample sizes are 6s. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so they suggested a 10 and I said, no.
Yeah.
Like just point blank, no. And so I looked at Rob as, like, the dress could not zip up my back. And, like, mm-hmm. my lats were just, like, Godzilla over the straps. It was, like, the worst. Yeah. So I just said, okay. And we talked a little bit. And then we said, okay, I think a four. We agreed on a four. And then yeah. we told him, order a four. They did not like that whatsoever.
No, they were like, no. Yeah. And we're like, no, we tell you what to order.
We know how to do this. Yeah. Like, I've done it, and then this is what he does for a living. We'll yes. be fine. And they ordered it. But it was like, I almost had a sign in blood that they were like,
yeah.
you cannot return this. It's final sale. Yeah. Fine, whatever.
Yeah, they read through it yeah. to us to ensure that we knew yeah. there was no way we were getting yeah. out of it.
And then I was yeah. like, am I really doing this? I guess we're like committing now. And I signed yeah. it and I did it and we ordered the four. And
I'm like, hell yeah, we're ordering those four because we're freaking crushes.
Yeah. yeah. And then the year crushed us.
Oh,
but we did. But we did it. Yes. But it ended up looking very, very good. At the end of the day, the final fitting, they had to take it in.
Yes, they actually yeah. had to take in the size four.
They took it in. So in the places where I wanted it, like yeah, right above the booty, so it like popped really.
We're right. We know what we're doing. Yeah. yeah. So, but along the way, like we had talked a little bit, and in February, you and I, you know, we'd known each other, we'd already been engaged and stuff, yeah. but you were still learning me as a coach at
right.
that time.
Yeah.
So we had mentioned that in February it was kind of scary because you had to commit to.
When I first yeah. started dating you, I was working with another coach.
Yes, you were. Then I remember telling her, and this is 100% true,
yeah.
is that I wanted a ring on her finger more than I wanted a trophy cup. On my shelf.
Yeah.
So I said, you work with whatever coach you want. Yeah. I don't want that to get in the way of a relationship. Right. Like, I want to marry you. I yeah. want you to be my wife. Mm-hmm. Like, you're freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I would take you as a wife more than I would ever care about you as a client.
Yeah.
And so that was something that was
yeah.
something we discussed about the mm-hmm. interplay of that. A lot of couples have difficulty working together. Yeah. In like, in
and
this
it was
form.
Even a different coach from my competition. So
yeah.
it was a lot of change. I don't remember why I even really stopped. I think it was just, oh no, I do know why. I was in grad school
yeah,
and I was losing my mind. Yeah.
She was working like 40 plus hours a week.
Yeah, I was working.
More so 50, 60.
Full-time job.
Plus grad school.
15-hour commute. Grad school was 20, oh, it was way over 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
And I just said, that's what it was. I said, all of my gym time is being spent in the commute. And I
yes.
was like, okay, this is just the season I'm in. This is not permanent.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the way it is. And I just said, you know, I'm not going to do this right now. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is the path that it was, you know, got into the program. And
yeah, you said it wasn't going to maximize the finances.
Yeah.
Like what you were financially committing to that coach, you weren't going to get out of it.
Because I couldn't put into
like,
it, yeah.
You couldn't prioritize it over work.
Yeah.
Couldn't prioritize it over
yeah.
grad school.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, it was a season.
So then we moved in together. And
mm-hmm.
the more, it sounds so silly, but like when we first met, Rob told me he was a personal trainer. He didn't say anything about Brutal Iron Gym. He didn't say he owned a gym. And I was like, if he can carry on a conversation about anything other than weights,
yes.
this could work. Because I also need someone that could basically live in a gym and, well, hello.
Yeah, what do you know? He owns
one. Yeah, yeah. So I was like,
nice little perk.
Please read books. Like, please read books. No slam to fitness people. I am one. We are one. But,
yeah,
like,
but
oh
we know
God.
That, like, if you were to line up, you know, 100 personal trainers, it's going to be hard to get a conversation that doesn't involve the gym.
yeah.
So, yeah. So I know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. So, I said, okay, do you think you could do my diet? Do we think, like, now after moving in, it was
mm-hmm.
like, now I have this time. What do we do with it now?
Yeah.
And he wrote a diet down and, like, showed a math. And I just said, I don't care. Just tell me what to do. I'll do whatever you say.
Because
yep. that's very much, I think that's a mindset of somebody, regardless of coach. But, like, for me as a person, I just have to, like, put all my eggs in the basket. Whatever you say, I'll do. And
yeah.
that's, I think that contributed to the success. Because if I decided to do my own thing, I don't know that I would have had success.
Well, yeah. And it's,
you know?
It's different per person. But in
yeah.
general, when somebody wants to be involved, they want to micromanage based on their knowledge.
Right, yeah.
And if your trainer, if you're paying him and he's somebody who accepts money for it, they probably know more than you do.
Yeah.
So I know as myself as a coach is
yeah.
sometimes you have to coach somebody from where they are
mm-hmm.
to where you need them to be.
Right.
And what you have to have them do is sometimes different than what might be what you see on social media.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to micromanage you based on what they see on social media and you as the coach know that they're not there yet, man, that's difficult.
And, like, I didn't know what to expect because my breakfast, you know, the old former coaches, whatever, was always, like, you know, an egg and oats or, like, protein powder and oats and, like, green beans and chicken and a little bit of rice. I got, like, yelled at, basically, for lack of a better term, when I – again, I had a very hectic schedule. It was a very, very crazy time in my life. And I was using the microwave cup rice.
And I got, the coach got,
I got yelled at because there was 1 gram of fat in the rice. I was like, oh, my God, I'm this total failure because.
And it's amazing, like.
And that from is a coach's so far from, like, anything you ever said.
And it's not important. Like, 1 gram of fat means absolutely nothing.
But that
so
also made
that,
me, like, it was. Yeah. You were. You remember. You were there. Like, when I was like, I can't eat all this food. Like, I don't, I feel like I can't eat this. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be eating this. Are you sure? I questioned him all the time. Do I really? Like, I can really eat this.
Yeah.
Breakfast, bagel, cream cheese, eggs, pasta at lunch, salad dressing. Here's peanut butter cups. You need more calories. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Like, it was... I'm like, I'm going to be a size 12. Like, what the hell is happening? This is
awful. Like, this guy's completely insane.
Yeah, I'm starting to question it. Just keep it inside. Just do whatever he says. And insane. It worked.
But that is, you know, you were saying is what you thought it was going to be based on past experiences.
Yeah.
And then I think what's interesting for people to hear is the past experiences, the coaches would have gone with the mindset of tearing the body down. Trying to tear fat off of it.
Mm.
Whereas our goal, my goal, is to grow the body into what you want it to be.
Yeah.
So we had to fuel change. You don't starve change, you fuel change.
That was so different. But then, like, on top of that, still trying to eat. So, like, 2020 nutshell. And it's probably going to bounce back and forth like crazy telling it. But it was like February we got the dress. I got a great job offer in March. And, you know, second interview, the interview process, it was 45 hours of preparation because I had to do a presentation to see, like, VPs, and it's crazy. Got the offer. Oh, my God, so excited. And I took 3 days off in between. The new job said, don't worry, there was craziness in the world. And they said, don't worry, we're going to honor it. Okay, great. Resigned from the job. Call the day before I was supposed to start. Hey, guess what? We can't honor it. Oh, my God, I'm unemployed. Mm-hmm. And the world is shutting down.
Yeah, that was literally the first week
that
businesses started closing.
That was the week things were closing.
Yeah.
And over the next 12 weeks, I was fighting probably 12 hours, 15, 20 some, like trying to get unemployment. I was denied unemployment because they told me I quit my job, but I didn't quit. I sent a 1 pound FedEx document to the building with like emails and signatures, like trying to get unemployment because I did not know what I was gonna do.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, this is just the way it is. And that was awful. And then, oh wait, hold on a second, I'm still in grad school and I still need to do that, and I still need to, now I need to apply for jobs. So I did, I think you mentioned in the podcast, it was 600 applications.
Yeah, she put 600 applications.
And, like, for me, it is so hard. I had lost my job once before, like, a long time ago. I was not supposed to be, like, doing that job. But, like, I remember my boss bought a $110,000 Mercedes and let me go the next day. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, oh,
that
my
hurts.
God.
Dang.
Anyway, so, yeah. So, that was really, really stressful. And, you know, Rob would walk in and say, you have to eat this. And I'm like, can't.
Yeah.
I transitioned from like stress eating, and that's like a probably totally different podcast, but like I've been like binge free and stress eating free for like 6 years, 7 years. And so if I'm stressed now, the key is I don't want to eat because I don't want to slip into that.
Yes.
And so he's like, you have to eat. And that was really, really hard. So I think that's also something for someone to realize is that whatever's happening, you just have to listen, like listen to Rob, because it was so hard. I remember, I mean, we'd go to bed at 3:30 in the morning because I'd apply to jobs for 10 hours a day. I'd then have to switch gears to focus on grad school, and then go to bed at 2 in the morning, have night terrors, and be up at 4:30, and then have to do everything all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, that was horrendous. And then your dad had cancer. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I did get a job and then transitioning that, and that was great. And then I missed, with all the hecticness, I, like, missed another enrollment for healthcare, and I didn't have health insurance.
Yeah,
and then
that was a big ordeal.
There was so much. And then my mom had a stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, what? That's the worst voicemail I probably ever had from a hospital. It, you know, and then it was, oh my God, what do we do? And
yeah,
then
what do we do now?
We were going up. We went up for three straight weeks, but like 1 week and then 3 weeks off, and then one full week and then 3 weeks off, and then
yeah.
one full week. And so he's not working. I'm barely working. And both, if we don't work, we don't get paid. Like, it was
mm-hmm.
just, there was that stress on top of it. And then it's our wedding, like, reception hall that we had booked.
Oh, yeah, that was still happening. Yeah,
yeah, the reception hall is still like, hey, we need X amount of money. Oh, my God,
yeah.
I forgot. We're getting married.
Yes.
Oh, remember that dress we bought? I still have to fit into that. Are we on track for that? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm too busy, like, running into the hospital of Pennsylvania. And then that was hard because height of COVID, they take your temperature.
Yes.
I was taking Tylenol every single morning on the way to the hospital to make sure I didn't have a fever so I could go sit with my mom.
Yes.
And then I couldn't connect to Wi-Fi to work because it was a public, public internet. And so
yeah.
it wouldn't connect to my work laptop. And then when I tried to get to the work laptop, I forgot my key fob that had my code, that secure code to get in every morning. So I had to call your parents. To
yeah.
go into the house, go into the room, go get my key fob, read me the code, and then I had to stay on all day
because
mm-hmm. nobody would be through the house, and it was like,
oh my god,
how am I? And then if I don't get work, if I don't get paid, like that's why I had a feeling this podcast might be like me just ranting about 2020.
It's good though, like it really is,
but
because
like,
a lot of people go through stresses,
yeah.
and they need to hear,
and it's
you
like,
can still thrive,
and there's
them.
Still a wedding, and then it's
yeah.
still this, and then it's, I had no idea. And this is anybody that's currently a caregiver for a parent or elderly, like, plus children, plus work, like, God bless you. Because,
yeah.
oh, my God. And
yeah.
it was, thankfully, you know, she had her wits about her. She could talk. She lost her whole left side. And then what are all your passwords? Let's go in and get your accounts and pay all your accounts and write all your bills and transfer all the money and talk to the family and then go look for a house for you and go do like everything. Cause then we also moved her down.
Yeah. From New Jersey to South Carolina.
Moved her. I was like, we have to move her before the holidays. Cause it's Thanksgiving. Then it's her birthday. Then it's my birthday. Then it's Christmas. Then we get married. Then it's New Year's.
Yeah.
And oh my God. So, we did it. I don't know how this man, we one of the days moving, we were up 18 hours. I think this was the best workout one of the days. Packing
oh,
for
God,
18
yeah.
hours, driving overnight. And sleep is important to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
So
it's helpful when you can get it. Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No.
So I, knowing what I know about cortisol, I was so terrified I was not going to make progress.
True, yeah.
Because the cortisol levels, were just through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just still get your meals in and get your calories when you can. And you're like, I have so many other things to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is not what I want to do. And, you know,
yeah.
it's just, it was tough. And thank God, like, my mother is safe. She's down here now and in a cute little house for herself. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, grad school's, like, on a pause
yes.
for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but made it through pandemic with a 4.0 and found
yeah.
a job and lost
yeah.
weight. And I'll sleep in next year.
You can sleep in 20 something.
Yes, fine.
Yeah. But it
yeah.
was it was a hell of a year. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I think it's amazing and wonderful and I'm glad you're sharing this, so thank you for sharing your journey,
mm-hmm.
is anybody who gets ready for a wedding, most people already live kind of near their threshold in terms
yeah.
of stress.
Yeah.
Just because that's the way the world works.
Yeah.
You add wedding prep into that, you're already usually stretched thin.
Yeah.
And then if anything else comes up, literally anything, like somebody sneezes wrong, and you're going to have trouble trying to
mm-hmm.
handle that much stress.
Mm-hmm.
So any female listening to this who wants to get ready for her wedding,
mm-hmm.
she's going to struggle with eating according to a plan
mm-hmm.
and training according to a plan while having the stress of prepping for the wedding in regular life. So what I love for them to hear is how much your stress was. Mm. Now, we don't have to necessarily rank stresses, but they'll be able to hear your stress and say, okay, I'm dealing with something similar, or maybe not even quite that bad. Mm. And if Meredith could do it, so could I.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it's so motivating to know that it's possible still.
Yeah.
So anybody who hits like a wall with stress, to know that someone else has done it gives you the belief that you can too.
Mm-hmm,
so I think that's very motivational.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good. Yeah, because this is the everybody's in the same boat. That was not the way the year
2020 was horrendous.
Going to go. But yeah, you can. And I know, I'm sure if there's any soon to be brides or like brides planning right now, because I'm sure 2021 would be a bigger year for weddings because everything from 2020 is postponed. And now, oh my God, I'm getting married, but I gained weight in the pandemic.
Gained the COVID-19.
What your dad said. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and my gym is closed and I stress eat and there's, you know,
I stress don't eat.
There's no shame in any of that because everybody just go easy on yourself because it's the first pandemic our generation has experienced.
Yes.
So it's just, you just face it head on. It is what it is. And now you attack it. But you do have to be methodical about it, regardless of the amount of stress.
And I think one of the things that's really cool is working with clients.
Yeah.
When you do nutrition, as a coach, I understand the science and the reason why every diet was written the way it was written.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that if diet A, all of a sudden you can't follow their specific rules because stress comes up, something happens, mother has a stroke, you have to drive to New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's okay if you know how to then modify to still hit what's truly important.
Right.
Whereas when people don't know the reason why the rules are created,
they'll
falter on a diet thinking they're failing.
Yeah.
Whenever it's a small little change, a tweak here, a tweak there.
Right.
And that's why we wanted to offer the service. And part of it is it would help us. It would help the gym make money.
Yeah.
But it's truly because we want somebody to be able to have the experience that you had.
Oh my God.
They got to wear the dress they wanted. They got to look the way they wanted.
Yeah.
Regardless of all the stress that happened, they have forever photos.
I just wanted one day. And I kept saying that all year. I just want one day. I just need a day where something doesn't go wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's...
Yeah, so they now have their forever photos the way they want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want that and you're struggling with how to achieve that, let us know. Like, that's what we're, like, I can help you
send
with that.
Send a picture.
Change the diet however you need.
Send a picture of your dress. Send a picture of you in the dress. Because one thing Rob did, I make a joke about my traps, but they were insane. But what I never knew is that you could shrink muscles. Insane. Because I didn't know how to do a squat without activating the top of my glute. I didn't know that the reason why I didn't like my ass was because it was top glute heavy versus bottom glute. And
I didn't know how to do anything
differently. If I tried to do it all on my own, I would not have looked the way I wanted to.
And it's not from lack of effort. You'd have tried your best with what that coach gave you.
Right.
But it wasn't good.
So, like, he grew the depth of my back. My lats did not get wider. I think they even got a little smaller.
Yeah, they got smaller. You fit into a size 4.
The glutes changed. It was amazing what happened. And I had no idea it was even happening as it was because so many other things took the focus. But I think...
And that's what my job was. That's what I was for.
What dress do you want? And we'll shape you to match it because it is your one day. And after, holy crap, after this last year or more, you know, you're going to want that.
Yeah. And I think in the training, like, not only do we shrink certain muscles, build certain parts of one muscle, we also paid attention to our hip tilt. We worked a lot on hip tilt positioning.
Yeah.
So a lot of women, and this isn't, you know, women only, but a lot of women, if they're getting ready for a dress, you might not like the way your tummy looks, like your belly looks, your low belly, like your little belly button.
Yeah.
And it's common that it's not entirely fat.
Yeah.
If you have forward tilted hips,
then
that can actually make your belly protrude, and it's just changing your hip tilt.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden your stomach looks like you lost
30
pounds.
Which you did for me.
Yeah.
And part of that is it was so normal for me, even though I didn't like it. But when you're a dancer, when you're in dance, you're constantly having to rotate your hips out because you need turnout because your leg has to, like, scratch your right ear. You know, your left leg.
Yes.
And, you know, while it's great for dance, God, it makes looking like right difficult and challenging and squatting difficult and Olympic lifting. I don't know that I was ever upright doing a snatch.
No, yeah, you had crazy, like crazy forward angle.
Yeah. And my cleans were much to be desired. Oh, stupid strong.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
But because I was so strong, because you power clean 200, you know, just give it a shot. And then you don't know your form is so, you could be so much better. And you don't know that your form is going to, like, if you don't correct it, it basically just went missing. It went, it was invisible to me. It was unnoticed.
You were so strong, people didn't think to have to correct you. So like, now, I've worked with powerlifters who already had state records, already had elite totals.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, you look at them, you're like, Do you notice this? Like, why don't you fix this?
Yeah.
And they're like, no one ever told me. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, you fix it, and then their total goes up even more.
And like my my stomach never looked the way it did because I was so used to, like, I just, it felt like a pot belly, even though I know it wasn't fat. I didn't have fat on it, but it was
just forward.
I had no idea why, and just correcting the hip, and you look totally different.
It's and we were able to correct your ankles, which then led to the knees, which then led to the hip, and then changed the hip tilt, and then all of a sudden your posture got better.
Insane.
We got to grow the lower glute.
I was like sitting here slumped in a chair. Gotta, like, sit.
Yes, but yeah, just changing the hip tilt changed so much. So there was a lot along the way. Like we said, like there was a lot to the nutrition.
Yeah.
That was different than what you'd done before. There was a lot to the training that was different than what you'd done before.
Totally.
And I think the overwhelming theme was is you'd had coaches who were used to tearing the body down to get what they wanted.
Yeah.
This was an approach to build the
and
body.
And that's the
to
thing. Sometimes how isolated it was where I'm like, why is this?
Like, why am I only doing 3/4 of the range of motion?
We did such isolated movements that I just didn't get it. I was like, okay.
Remember
of course.
You asked me, like, is this going to be enough? Is this going to be enough?
All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You probably were so frustrated. For the love of God, just trust me. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And you never did, but it was like, I don't believe this. I'm used to being in the gym for 2 hours. I'm used to being on the stairmill for 90. I'm used to.
Yeah. And we never worked out longer than an hour. Most of our workouts are 30 to 40 minutes.
30 to 40. Maybe.
And then you maybe
most
did cardio
30.
When you could. When we could fit it in, you'd fit it in sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes up to 60.
And I only did cardio because it was a pandemic and I was scared.
And you gave me time to work out.
Yeah.
So that's actually how our workouts go, by the way. So I'll often train her for a little bit. Then she'll walk while I work out.
Yeah.
So the walking was more so, like, it was pretty.
I like to zone out.
But, yeah, it was more so mental therapy and more of a, like, walking pace than a miserable, you're dying to try to tear off body fat pace.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what I wanted to, why I wanted you to do this podcast with me, so thank you very much, is for people to hear your side of it and the fears you had, the struggles we went through, and this is the same feelings they're going to feel. So if anybody prepares for a wedding and you want to change the way you look, you're going to have every one of these experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to struggle with how to eat based on what you believe to be true versus what maybe this new program of whoever's it is, whether it's mine or somebody else's. But there's these demands of rules to nutrition. Do you trust them? Mm-hmm. Yes or no? Can you maintain them while you're going through the millions of stresses that happen when you prepare for a wedding?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Training.
Yeah.
You're all of a sudden going to have to train maybe more or less or differently than what you're used to. There's a lot of unknowns that happen throughout that process.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stresses that come up throughout that process. So I wanted them to hear how someone who had all of the stresses, who had all of the unknowns, still went through it and was still successful.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
Yeah.
Now, we did write down that there was one kind of tip that we had that we want to make sure to get across to the listeners. And that is, let me see here real quick. Anybody listening on audio, our camera kind of like dropped out. So let me record that back on. Okay, so now we're back. Thank you. So one of the pieces of advice we had was, don't order smaller. Yeah, you want to kind of talk them through.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I felt like that should be a significant disclaimer where it's like, please don't go to a dress shop and say, I'm gonna do this on my own and I'm gonna get 6 sizes smaller and set yourself up for failure, because that's also, like, ladies, that's also a rule when you're shopping. Don't just go buy clothes that don't fit you yet.
I'm gonna buy a size 4 because I'm gonna be a size 4,
but
then,
like,
your
wedding gown,
okay,
so the reason why we looked at each other and said, okay, we know we can do this, and a 4 sounds about right, because Well, wedding gowns run larger than regular clothes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I could get myself down to a zero. Like, I've done it before,
mm-hmm.
and I knew the work it takes. I knew about the time frame it takes. I know what my diet would have to be. I know how I'm going to feel. Like, I knew all of it because I've done it. But if this is your first time and you've never lost that drastic amount of weight, like, safely, number one, like, if you haven't done it before, please don't go do it and then be, I just hate to think of somebody out the money. And
yeah, don't buy it, a dress doesn't you fit don't know right. You're gonna make it to.
Yeah. So, like, really hire a coach. Like,
yeah.
Please work with Rob to do that or someone to do it, because if I tried to do it, and I know my shit. Like,
yes.
If I.
Yeah, but, you've competed, you've been a coach, you've helped. Yeah.
So, oh like, God, I could have done it alone, but given everything 2020 threw at me. I don't know that I would have been able to, but what I didn't know I could shrink my lats. I didn't know I could shrink the top of my glutes. I didn't know there was stuff I don't know. And I think some of the wisest people out there know that they don't know everything.
Hell
and so,
yes.
So they seek out the people that do know it. So I was very thankful to have a coach. Also very blessed and thankful that that coach is my mm-hmm. husband now, yeah, but, yeah, again, long short, please don't just think you can go buy something X amount of sizes shorter and then just wing it. Like,
it's,
please
yeah.
don't.
Then one of the reasons why I'd say it is you've likely never prepared for a wedding before.
Yeah.
You don't know what that stress is going to be. So if you don't, and here's another kind of component is not only are you trying to lose weight, you're trying to reshape.
Yeah.
A lot of people know how to lose weight on a scale, but they don't know how to reshape themselves.
Yeah, your metabolism's busted, then you lose muscle.
Like, how do I build the bottom of my glutes but not the top?
Mm.
How do I build detail to my back but not width to my back?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that, mm-hmm. and that's enormously part of it. So when you lose weight, when you lose body fat, all you're doing really is losing the fat over top of the shape you currently have.
Yeah.
How are you going to change that shape? Have you mm-hmm. done anything to actually build
mm-hmm.
that shape?
Mm-hmm.
I work with women all the time who try to lose, like, they're bigger women.
Yeah.
They might lose 100 pounds and they wonder why they went to, like, why they have a flat ass.
Yeah.
It's like, because you never did anything to build the muscle of your body.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have any muscle, you have no shape.
Yeah. And so, you can do all the squats in the world, but if your, like, ankle mobility is shit, then...
Mm-hmm. Quad dominant, hamstring dominant.
Yeah. You're totally glutes. Different.
Yeah.
And, like, we could say I had a good physique. I mm-hmm. literally won a physique overall champion.
Yeah,
like,
you have a trophy. That,
literally,
that I'm staring
you
at
have
right
a
now
good physique.
That says you have a great physique.
But I had to change my physique.
Yes, to fit dress the way you wanted to fit your dress.
Yeah. I had to change my body composition. I had mm-hmm. to change which muscles were built and which ones were not, and which, you know, crazy stuff. But I think that's fascinating. I think I think it's just so neat.
Yeah.
I that's why I love bodybuilding. You get to see literally so much change over time, and it's just, I don't know, it's one of the coolest sports out there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another part of it too is, like, when you have somebody in your corner, especially a coach,
yeah,
while you're dealing with the stresses mm-hmm. that you want to deal, that you have to deal with,
mm-hmm.
they can just tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are by trade a manager.
Yeah.
And that might be a kind of a very general phrase for it.
Yeah.
But you manage, you get paid to manage people, projects, things all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, it's nice to not have to manage more.
I don't think...
You know, I talk with moms all the time.
Oh,
they're like, I have to deal with managing my kids. I manage their calendar, our finances. I manage
they need
everything.
A break.
I just want somebody to tell me what to do.
Give
I don't want to manage one
break.
More thing.
Give the moms a break. Yeah.
That's why they don't want to do diets sometimes. Or they don't want to exercise. They don't want to have to make the workouts up. They don't want to make the diets up.
No.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a mental release to have somebody just do it for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm tired of being on just
all the time.
It.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, kind of wrapping it up is I'm appreciative of you for sharing your story. So
thank you.
And I wanted the listeners to hear that if this is something that they wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
whether you're actually getting ready for a wedding or you happen to hear this and you just want to change your shape for a vacation or change your shape because you just want to.
Yeah.
This is the same process. It's going to take maybe some things that you didn't know that were possible, didn't know how to do. It's going to take you still doing it regardless of all the stresses there are.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an opportunity for success.
Mm-hmm.
It has been shown.
Mm-hmm.
and you can, like, you're proof that mm-hmm. it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted them to hear that. No matter what they go through in their life, if they want a body that they're going to be happy with,
mm-hmm.
it's possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Had I known 2020 was going to happen the way it did, I don't know. So if you know you're about to endure a crazy amount of stress, say you just got into grad school, you just got engaged, you're going to move, you're doing this, like, make sure you're sleeping. Like, do something that's your self-care. Yeah. Get to the gym, you know, leave it to someone else, because...
Mm-hmm. Like you said, give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
Don't try to do everything yourself.
Like, no.
Give yourself some peace here.
No.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, well...
So thank you.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening, and girls. thank you, everyone, for listening. And just really, we hope everyone has their best experience. We got to have the perfect wedding.
Yeah.
I had the perfect person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we had the perfect day. Yeah. And we now have our forever photos that I'm still looking at every night before we go to bed. I'm still scrolling through the photos. Yeah. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. But we just want everybody else to have that experience, have that opportunity.
Yeah.
So we wish you the best of luck in everything. And thank you for listening. So, yeah.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Cool. So real quick, we do have this service for the wedding service. If you're interested in having me help you along the way, our email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. You can sign up for that. Or just like kind of shoot me an email, let me know you're interested, and we'll kind of talk you through the process. We also are offering some monthly programming services
mm-hmm.
for kind of like programs written specific to a goal. So this is a lower financial cost opportunity for somebody to still get really good information. Meredith has advised me that over the 19 years I've been a personal trainer, one of the things I can't stand about the industry is templated programs. I don't like the trainers like, oh, you're competing in bikini? Here's a quote-unquote personalized program, and they send you the same program that every other bikini athlete's doing.
Yeah.
And they charge a crap ton of money. I hate that.
Yeah, I got a program once with calf raises in it. I'm like, I know this is not mine.
Yeah, hell no.
My calves are bigger than yours.
Yes. And they're amazing for all the years of dance.
Yeah.
So one of the times I was talking with Meredith, and I said, like, I hate that that's part of the industry.
Yeah.
And she said, well, why don't you do it so it can be done the right way?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, dang it, anyhow, that's pretty good.
Well, shit.
So, yeah, like everything else you tell me, it's right. So, yes. So I went ahead and I started doing it. So we've created monthly programming.
Yeah.
Our programming has renewable training programs every single month. There's a coincided with it is a nutrition program that tells you how to eat best to maximize the results of the training. We also offer morning motivation. We will send you messages every morning, quotes that kind of start your day with the right mindset. There's accountability tracking. There's technique review for exercises. And we also have kind of like... accountability coaching, where there's an extra little service you can get where I'll walk you through the obstacles that you face and how to overcome them to make this a healthy lifestyle option rather than just some kind of temporary craziness you try to endure. So if you're interested in that, again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can also check out our website at www.brutalirongym.com. And we have other service options and just kind of see more about the gym, see more pictures of past clients. So lots of just fun information out there. Okay. Well, if you liked this episode, please click like on whatever podcast platform you're on. It helps the podcast be found in searches so other people can find the podcast and get healthy and happy information shared into their life. If you like the podcast in general, please share it. You can share it on social media, emails, text message, conversation with a friend, however you do. We truly, truly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the information that we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And lastly, if there's ever anything you want to know, if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Well, Meredith, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And to everyone else, as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.